saw the light on the night that I passed by her window. I saw the flickering shadows of love on her blind.
Valentine's Day is next week, and love songs are sure to be everywhere, but one group of Atlanta musicians is offering an alternative. The annual Bloody Valentine's show is at the Earl tomorrow night, and we'll be performing a mix of murder ballads, songs of obsession, and love gone wrong. We should disclose right away that one of our own producers, Mike Johns, is one of the mob of musicians participating. We have the two leaders of the group with us, Aileen Loy and Mike Katinsky. Welcome.
Hello, how are you?
Thank you.
Good. I don't know if that makes you mobsters or the head mobsters, if Mike is among the mob. But when you say murder ballad, that's very frightening. Could you explain what that means to someone who is easily frightened?
Well, murder ballads themselves are historical songs. Actually, Aileen's can talk more about the history of some of them. But the idea was back when true crimes were going on. You know, there was a need to tell that story to people.
Yeah, they were like 17th century. They were going to print it on broadsheets and like spread out where it's like, okay, this is the murder that happened. This is how it was resolved. If the guy was like reached justice, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And they were kind of written as a subgenre of ballads. So they'd be either poetry or song. And they, I mean, historically, I think that's how they managed to come to this time. It's like being sung over and over again, and like people would take it up and go change the location for like, oh, I'm in Scotland. So all of a sudden the song takes place in Scotland and has certain attributes that are specifically
kilt wearing.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Yes. Sort of oral history meets the game of telephone because everything changes over the years and expands. And
but the theme seems to last throughout the centuries.
Oh, and in all versions. From everything from Omi Wise to Copacabana. I mean.
So you'll be playing a mix of songs by Nick Cave, Tom Waits, Screamin' Jay Hawkins, the Black Keys, even local underground luminaries like Smoke.
Yay. Yeah. I love them.
Could you talk about any songs you're especially excited to perform?
Actually, this year we took on an Arthur Brown song that I had not heard before, which it's so epic. I'm surprised that I hadn't heard it before. I mean, because it's pretty huge. Called
it's
Sunrise.
Amazing. It's amazing. It hasn't been constantly played on the air when we were growing up and on like classic rock stations. It's astounding.
Yeah, it's like he's very emotional and like really kind of epic, kind of prog rock, you know, kind of sound to him. But we're going to start that out, and it's going to be a vampire song.
So,
yeah. And so it's like the whole idea of like vampires being in love with the idea of walking in the day, and with this really tripped out song being, they're like, yes, we have to hear this song.
Yeah, I think the first line in that is Sunrise on the Killing Field or something like that. I
mean, hey, but you know, when you think about vampire love, that's eternal love, isn't it?
Next time we're going to do Jim Steinman's Dance of the Vampire.
No. No.
I'm going to motorcycle on stage.
Yeah, all right. Vampires, zombies. I mean,
that's Atlanta.
Atlanta pop culture.
We are any excuse to put on a costume and fangs. And in fact, in this show, we're going to have a lot of stage effects of the murders that are being sung. Some of them are being carried out in the audience. And
To explain in theatrical terms, please, Mike.
Well, Aileen and I used to have a theater company together here in Atlanta, Sense Around Stagings, and we still like to continue that in most of our endeavors in some way or another. So the show, while we are performing the murder ballads, we also have a group of what we refer to them as murder clowns amongst ourselves, but There'll be certain vignettes between and during shows, and we've got our favorite effects guy Chris Brown working with us, and so there tends to be a little bit of arterial spray during a moment or two.
Is it flavored?
It is strawberry flavored.
Yeah.
It is completely washable, but we will have Tide Stick at the bar for anybody that needs it. It's a lot of fun. We also you'll get fair warning to clear out of the way when that happens.
Oh, well, your first Bloody Valentine show was in 2015. Mm. What made you want to start an anti-Valentine's Day show?
Well, to be honest, there were two things going on. Aileen had the idea to do an evening of murder ballads.
Yeah, I've always wanted to do an evening of murder ballads.
And to me, it seemed a great time to do that because the idea of Valentine's is a big day for a lot of people. It's a lot of pressure to be in a relationship or to have your relationship mean more than it was. And the idea of doing an evening that might not have that kind of pressure to it, and
right.
might allow people to come, you know, whether they have a date or not. It's a fun low pressure time, and
it's
everybody can sort of
inclusive.
Laugh about it.
Yeah,
right.
And tongue in cheek.
Yeah. I kind of view it as like a I don't know our version of the Puppy Bowl.
It's
like supplemental
nice.
Or you know.
Oh, I love it.
And you know, love's about commitment, and there is nothing more committed than sitting in the bushes outside of somebody's house for a couple of days.
Shameful.
With a camera. And, yeah.
Yeah. It's
if you're just joining us, my guests are Aileen Loy and Mike Kaczynski, singer and producer of the Bloody Valentine show to be performed at the Earl. We'll be back after a short break. This is City Lights on WABE Atlanta.
And put me on death row, a crime for which I'm totally innocent, you know. I began to warm and chill.
Support for WABE comes from Reliable Heating and Air, a Trane dealer, family-owned and operated since 1978. You can learn more about Energy Star verified HVAC installations at reliableair.com.
Rising from my food, and all things either good or ungood. And the mercy seat is waiting, and I think my head is burning, and in a way I'm yearning to be done with all this weighing of the truth. An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. And anyway, I told the truth. And I'm
this
not
is City Lights. I'm Lois Reitzis here with you. Aileen Loy and Mike Kaczynski are Bloody Valentine's guests. What do you think is the appeal of these morbid tales and songs about death and mayhem? I mean, I was enjoying listening to Johnny Cash a moment ago, and I was, you know, rocking or waltzing along with Tom Jones at the opening. Why do these songs appeal even with such violent content?
Well, they are about passion. I mean, it takes a lot of emotion to want to harm someone or yourself in that regard. Not necessarily positive emotion, but...
Well, and then, like, some of them, I don't know. I mean, they're quite lurid. And there's, like, there might be some kind of, like, release in that. But also the ones that actually deal with justice, because there's a certain tradition with that where a lot of the people are like, okay, and then he went to the gallows, and this is how he was caught, you know. Or he was haunted by the supernatural and a ghost, you know, causes demise, that kind of thing. I think that's also weirdly, I don't know, I mean.
We were talking the other day about Tom Waits did a version of
Two Sisters, right,
which
right.
is an old ballad, and there are hundreds of versions of
almost it. 600 of versions of that one.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
And you know, what we were familiar with is the one where basically it's you know, two sisters vying for this, the love of the same man, and one sister kills the other one and winds up marrying him, and that's the end.
Right, but in the old version, because like the version that's like from the I think 1500s or 1600s, her body was found along the shore, and for some weird reason, they took her bones and made a harp, and took her hair and actually like strung the harp with her hair. And the harp was able to magically sing this song about her death. And the harp made its way to the wedding day of the sister, the life sister and the suitor.
Ooh,
and told
oracle.
On. Yeah, and told on them, exactly. It was
yeah,
like an oracle.
Worst wedding band ever.
Right. Yeah.
They only knows one song and keeps playing it over and over.
Well, you talked about the history of the murder ballad, Aileen. Can you talk about specific examples of traditional songs that will be performed tomorrow?
We're gonna do Knoxville Girl, which is That's some tricky stuff because, like, those, like, really beautiful Appalachian harmonies, you know.
Leuven Brothers did a beautiful job with it back in the day.
We're going to do what we can with that, and it will be enthusiastic. But that's, like, Knoxville Girl is, like, just like Wexley Girl.
Yeah, Henry Lee.
We're doing a lot of Nick Cave, and he obviously does a big nod to the old murder ballads.
Mm-hmm.
What else?
Staggerly also. Delilah. Shankill Butchers actually is a nice sort of new version of a murder ballad.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's based off of an old tale, but I don't know that there was a song before this, and I may be completely wrong about that, but I'm only familiar with it from the Decemberists.
You know, this brings to mind recent conversations we've had here on City Lights with Seven Stages about their productions of Three Penny Opera,
right,
which was wonderful,
and their Krampus Christmas show. You're carrying on a tradition in providing the anti-holiday holiday celebration. So what's the number one takeaway you want concertgoers to have from the Earl?
Oh, goodness, I just hit the table. I don't know. Just
for me, it's just a good experience. I think one of the things, as I said, we came out of doing a theater company, but I like the idea of doing this in a rock venue rather than in a theater because it's where people want to go.
Uh-huh.
They're used to there's an audience performer relationship in that you don't get in a theater or in a movie theater or anything like that because people are in the crowd together and you're looking at the person on stage but you're looking at each other, and the idea that these ballads are communal and the whole evening becomes communal, and it's a great way to spend some time.
Completely immersive and weirdly more casual and more intimate in that sense.
And we make it a little silly with a lot of the stuff we're doing, so you don't. It's not so depressing.
Fun.
Yes.
All right. I've been speaking with Mike Kaczynski and Aileen Loy. Bloody Valentine's takes place tomorrow night at the Earl. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Spell on you.